It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Hey everybody, this is Bob, and I am going to talk today about recording a podcast using my favorite portable studio, which is a car. I am actually in a car doing this recording. Now, I did one yesterday, which was number 4, I think. But that one was just me sitting in a parking lot without my mics. And today I have my lavalier mic, which is highly recommended. It brings the mic a lot closer to your mouth. You get a lot better signal to noise, and you don't have to talk as loud to get a really solid sound. One thing about a car is it gives you a very bass sound because you're basically surrounded by mostly soft material. Some glass, so you get some reflective noise. You get a real studio sound. Now, I've parked in a parking lot in a relatively busy area, so you can see what it sounds like when a car drives by. And hopefully, while I'm doing this recording, in the next couple of minutes, we'll have a car drive by. Here comes a car now. Let's see if we can hear it. Oh, that's a pretty quiet car. Oh, there's another car. So if you really couldn't hear those cars, that kind of gives you an idea that the type of sound protection you're getting from outside ambient noise. Now, if you have a large truck go by, you'll get bass subsonics coming through because they're basically vibrating everything. So when you pick your location, try and find somewhere that's not close to a large road, inside a parking lot, but a quiet part of a parking lot, or one of my favorite places is a forested area or a park that's usually really, really quiet. So you sit down, and the first thing you do is make sure all your noisy material, like a jacket, is taken off. Like, especially in the winter, you get in the car with your jacket. You don't really hear the sound that your jacket makes. The material, the squish, squish. Let me just bring my material. See, here's my jacket. And you get stuff like that. So you take your jacket off, make sure you're comfortable in the car, settle in. Now, okay, that was 5 cars and a truck going by. I don't know if you heard those, like, rumbly sound. Make sure that you don't have any material that makes noise when you rub up against it, because in a car, you're kind of in a confined space. When you start moving around and gesturing with your hands, that's going to make noise. The next thing you should think about is, hey, is my phone turned off? Is the air conditioning fan turned off? All those little ambient sounds that are inside the car that you can forget about. If you're using the car every day, you forget about certain things. So make sure all that stuff's done. I mean, one of the best ways to do it is to actually turn off the car, take the key out of the ignition. So do that, and then sit back and do your show. Like all shows, it should have some sort of relevant content. Like today, we're talking about how to do a podcast in a parking lot with cars driving. Like, 7 cars just went by. So I'm sure you picked up that. Now, if I'm talking, a lot of that noise gets muffled because the signal to noise, with my mic being very close to my mouth and those cars being about 6 to 7 meters away, really, you know, it just covers it up. But if you have a pause or anything when that's happening, you will get a rumble and you might have to go and edit it a little bit. I go in and tweak all my audio. It's a little crazy, but I love to. Bit of an audiophile. As soon as you get into podcasting, you become a little bit of a sound nut. I don't think most people notice, but you start noticing it. There you are, sitting in your car, talking to yourself. 30 years ago, it would have been strange. These days, with mobile phones, everybody thinks it's normal, so you can do it in a relatively active area and not worry about people thinking you're some sort of nutcase. I hope you enjoyed it. See you later.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.